Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and today I am joined by Jack Butler, Director of Perry Public Works, and Josh Webker, Deputy Director of Perry Public Works. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me today.
You bet.
Thank you.
So, some stuff going on with the Perry Public Works right now. A thing that people might have on their minds as we approach the spring here is potholes in the city.
Yes, potholes. We've been doing potholes throughout the winter. We have a mix that we buy, and it doesn't last. It's not like the good hot mix that we normally buy in the summer. And so this stuff is just, it's just made, it's a winter mix, and it's made to get you through the winter and hit them, the bad wheel grabbers. And we have done this, we've been through the town 3 or 4 times, and this material just doesn't last. And so the asphalt plant has finally opened up, and they're making asphalt now, a hot mix. And so we go down and we buy a dump truck load of it, and then we take off and we have a roller, and we clean out the holes, and we put this hot mix in there, and we roll it in, and it lasts through the summer. We have not done that yet this spring. With the rains and the colder temperatures, that's the one bad thing. The asphalt plant's located in Des Moines, and so we have a dump truck that we drive down there, and when the weather is cool like it is now, 50s and the 60s, by the time you get down there and you get back to Perry with that hot mix, it's cold. And yeah, Now it doesn't work. It doesn't stick. It doesn't last. So we haven't made a trip down to Des Moines yet. We're waiting for this weather to straighten around on us and warm up and stay warm so that we can go out and get this good mix and get these holes filled up and sealed up and to last. So we get through spring cleanup, and then that's kind of our top priority at this point is spring cleanup. We'll get that done, and then we're going to turn around and we're going to go get some hot mix. We've been taking phone calls, and I know City Hall has, and we've got a list. And it continues to grow every day, especially with all the rain that we've had. You get that moisture in there, and people drive through it, and it just opens them right up. And they get deeper, and they get bigger, and we know there's some bad ones out there. And if you can just work with us, we haven't given up on them. We know they're there, and we feel your pain because we bounce through them too. So we're definitely going to get after them, and we're just waiting for the Mother Nature to work with us and get a couple of other little projects done ahead of them, and we'll be all over them. And, hopefully it warms up. We get 2 or 3 good days of back and forth getting hot mix and coming back to town. 2 or 3 days, we'll have them things straightened around. We do have some alleys. We've had some people call that, hey, my alley's got a bad hole in it. And so we're gonna get all them alleys, and we got a few driveways. The city's not responsible for the driveway, but the curb line, right where the water always runs, we got a list of some of them that need some definite attention. And so we're gonna straighten them out too. And it'll probably be a week long process. We'll get them straightened around. And like I said, if you have one, feel free to call City Hall. Or you can call our shop, and if nobody's there, we do have an answering machine. You can leave us a message, and we'll add that to the list or make sure it's on the list. And we'll definitely get them things straightened around and taken care of and try and smooth out some roads here.
All right. Now, other projects that you mentioned is painting coming up. So what are you going to be painting coming up?
Well, every year we always paint the school crossings, and we try to do that about 2 weeks or 3 weeks before school so it stays fresh. The paint nowadays just isn't like it used to be. I don't know if it doesn't have all the harmful chemicals or something in it like it used to, but it just doesn't seem to stick as much. So we'll do this. We'll do the school crossings in August. But then we used to do it every year. We just don't have the staff and the time to do it every year. So we'll go to every other year. We do all the paintings of the downtown parking lots. We'll do like the rec center, the police department, city hall, all that. Parking stalls, parking lots, and crosswalks around town. And we'll probably be starting that, I'm going to guess, probably the week after spring cleanup. So that way it's in there for the summertime. So clean up downtown and around town, give it a little bit fresher look so everybody knows where to park.
All right. Now, one last thing is so just some general maintenance that you got going around town. So what's involved with that?
Well, I know we've had some phone calls already, but there's some street cuts around town that have settled. We've got some areas around manholes where the concrete or the blacktop's breaking up, or we've got a couple manholes that are starting to settle a little bit. And so we had a couple of the guys ran around about 2 weeks ago now already, and they cut a bunch of patches around town. And we had, you know, folks called in and said, what are you going to do? And they said, well, we're going to come in there and we're going to bust out that section that's bad and just repack it and repour it and get it brought back up to being level. And basically, it almost feels like a pothole, you know, you bounce through it. And so we've got a list of them, too, areas that we're going to run around this summer and bust out some concrete. We're going to break out some manholes and we're going to be doing some patching there. But it'll be with concrete, so it'll be a big improvement. Like I said, there's plenty of areas around town, you know, from maybe somebody had a sewer line replaced, or maybe a water line got replaced, or whatever. You know, there's unknown reasons as to why streets settle and break up. And so, yeah, we've just been running around making a list, and we've already been out and cut a few of them. You know, we've got some handicap approaches onto the street there, where the street and the sidewalk tie together. And we've done a couple of them already, and we're gonna pick off a few more of them, and we're gonna try and work hard this summer at getting this list whittled down. You know, if we keep Mother Nature cooperating with us, and you know, we always have to fight with vacations, and we help cover garbage when the garbage guys are gone, and so there's an array of reasons as to why you can't get things done as fast as you'd like. But yeah, we're just gonna. We're looking forward to some nice warmer weather, a little bit drier weather, and to try and get some of these projects going and knock some things out and, you know, try to get the town and the roads and sidewalks and stuff straightened around and make everything smooth and safe.
All right. Definitely lots going on right now with the Public Works Department. So anything else that you guys wanted to mention today?
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, no, I think we got a list and we're going to keep plugging away.
All right, sounds great. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Jack Butler and Josh Webker on today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Joe Sierwinski. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.